Good morning, everybody. Strange shifting between people talking from abroad and being here now present in the room. We had the whole week somehow parts of this idea of a European cultural backbone, and this is also the title of the whole event. So, I nevertheless want to point out some aspects of it, which is important for the debate than in the panel. This is some sort of preparation. So the first bullet point will be about the project itself to bring us on the same page. The second part will be then that I'm going to talk about the European Commission's funding on European media platforms, which this EBU project that Nicola presented to us was funded by, gratefully. And the third question would then be, what is needed to get civil society represented in the digital public space in Europe? So also to bring us here on the same page, if anybody is not familiar with the Cultural Broadcasting Archive, or CBA, it's online since the year 2000. It has now 130,000 podcasts stored from more than 20 radio stations, community radio stations in 50 languages, and it is some sort of a civil society hub. There are lots of podcasts about and from people with migration background, from activism, LGBTQI, etc. So the European Cultural Backbone is a project that has been filed for a program of the European Cultural Foundation, which thankfully said they're going to fund us, and the core of it is to develop a network of civil society media platforms, or more a pilot for that, so to set up the core features for that are technically necessary to develop that. Network Y, and it's quite similar to the EBU approach. Let's take platforms that are already out there. Why should we have to invent the wheel from the beginning and build up something centrally? And federated is a term that is used in technology, describing, for example, peer-to-peer technology. Here you see the three compared pictures. There are two approaches how to describe it. If it's the same term as decentralized or distributed, you can then, it depends on the background of the discussion. Briefly outlining what I mean with civil society media, there are on the one hand, and this is the strongest background of ourselves, a community media. So one of the strongholds is diversity, and another one, and this is the approach how to get to content, is participation, to invite the people that are to talk about their own issues, about their own things. So it's, so to say, the opposite of the EBU approach, to have a bottom-up approach. Another aspect are NGO journalistic projects like Eurocene or Vox Europe or Netzpolitik.org. And maybe to differ from that could be a third approach, to have knowledge institutions like Wikidata or Chaos Computer Club that are at least with this media archive of the Chaos Computer Club, I would understand as such. So the idea is to set up a network, and the core of this is on the one hand, you are see displayed some logos that are already partners, or we are in talks to hopefully become partners. And the core of it will be that we exchange metadata And this should be that way that there's a core engine that can be... is there a way to stop that the slides are triggered them by itself? No. Yeah, I cannot check this. So at each platform, then there is the possibility to replicate the metadata of each other platform, and so then you can you have the metadata at each platform. For that, you need a data model so that you can map the various data of each platform and can, so to say, speak to each other. And this is also then the basis to run a search. So if you have the metadata of the other platforms, then you can show in your search results at CBA you're looking for climate change, for example, then it can also happen that you show you get results from content on the German platform FAN or the colleagues in Barcelona or from the Chaos Computer Club or wherever. Our ideas about governance put into the slides somehow also a little bit influenced about the debate or from the debate we had yesterday. To be part of the node, and this is similar to the approach of the EBU, there are some values you're going to have to accept and esteem. And but however, each node should be able to decide which metadata to replicate and which metadata should be shown in this specific platform. And there should be also a feature, since if this project gets traction, then the moderation will be quite tough task to take moderation rules from other nodes so that that you trust, and so that in the end we can speak then about a network of trust that includes that you, for example, take over the moderation rules from other nodes. Something we want to develop as a hopefully next step after fulfilling this first step with the replication engine is to get social. So this would mean on the one hand that you're able to do recommendations not just by a recommendation engine, but also that you can show your other users or which content you think is valuable to see. And the second aspect is that we want to have a back channel so that the audience, so to say, or other citizens are able to start the discussion about the content there. Just briefly mentioning that there we are discussing to use as a protocol either ActivityPub, which is the basis for the Mastodon network, which is now, since Elon Musk bought Twitter, in some somehow in discussion to be an alternative, and Matrix, which is the basis for PubHubs, another social media alternative, which is just developed in the Netherlands. But it could also turn out that we just take simpler features for the exchange and proceed then as a further step to the protocols mentioned here. Coming to the second part of my talk is European Commission funding European media platforms. The decision about the call that has been due in October 21 was just published last week. And there are three projects that have been awarded. One is Arte in the middle of it with others, with LPE and Gazeta Wyborcza. With 2.5 million, EBU with 2.2, and EVA News, which is a consortium of press agencies, among them the German one, which, to my opinion, is a great first step that the European Union understood there is something to do and to take money to invest into a European infrastructure. And although, which was mentioned by Volker yesterday, for example, that there is no competency for the European Union on media level, nevertheless, there are possibilities to put funding into the infrastructure. What is also interesting is the understanding that now what long time has been put as the reason for not having a real European digital public sphere, being the language barriers, that we now have a means to overcome that with technical tools. I think this is a strategy that might turn out to be successful. And there are further aspects in this call where the European Commission requires to use fair algorithms that are transparent and have in mind not to keep it longer on the platform, but to get more diversity into your news feed. Also that other values are respected, like GDPR aspects, or very strong emphasis was also on having journalistic standards. So the European Commission sees these as also as a measurement against fake news, so to say, or similar tendencies we have seen in the recent years. Great first step, but what we see then also from the structure of this project is this, that civil society is not structurally foreseen or part of the project. And so this is what I'm or we are missing. Where is the dialogue? And also somehow where's the diversity in the representation on people setting up the information? And also, there are some regions where the public service providers are quite close to the government, and where they apparently are some sort of agency of the government, and where the inclusion of civil society therefore has extremely value to bring for the audiences there some sort of possibility to access alternative which is now a little bit a term that is used also by others for other things to say. So the question is, what is the European answer to urbanism? And the second thing is, again, the question, where is the dialogue? Where's the dialogue with the audience? Or where's the dialogue with citizens? I like more like to put it this way, because it's in the European digital public sphere, we should get there to have a discussion and debate amongst people on the eye level and not see it as my audience. And again, after mask buying Twitter, we need also in this sphere, in this field, a European alternative. So the question is, what is needed to get civil society represented in the digital public space? To my opinion, it's necessary to support the digital transformation also for civil society media. So as we have seen, there are basic technical infrastructure needs, like language tools or like recommendation systems, and the question is how to get there. These for the European Broadcasting Union has been funded tremendously by the European Union, apparently, and so the question is, how will this be done by the small NGO media out there? There are hundreds of them, and they are at risk if there is no measurement that they will not make it to do the digital transformation. So, and why is it difficult? Because they have circumstances with funding problems, political pressure whatsoever. If they don't get support, then I have the fear they won't manage to do the digital transformation. And if we do not support, or the politicians will support it, or governments will support it, then we have the risk that this whole sector could dry out. Because if the whole audience moves into the digital realm and we stick to the analog one, this could, and the development could be this way, that analog will be shut down, or funding is shut down, or whatsoever, then these are the threats I'm fearing, that the whole civil society sector could face tremendous dryout. So what I think is needed is a European funding, because on government level, this is not only the case in Hungary, that the Orbán is not interested in funding civil society media. It's also in a lot of other countries the same. So this is necessary to have it tackled on a European, at least additionally on a European level. Further, it is needed then to have calls that are tailored to civil society media, because like the call, we have seen it in autumn, the call of the Commission, we thought, oh, this is exactly what we want to do. But to just the co-funding rates we would have to provide was clear for us. We cannot, it doesn't make sense to apply, because we cannot afford this. So, I think there's something needed, like a vehicle, like a FOSS fund on a European level, and this is something we're going to talk about in the afternoon then. There's another way that how we could support the digital transformation of civil society media. There are actually tools out there, language tools, fair algorithms, etc., as EBU has shown it, and this could also be supported that way, that the Commission says, look, for example, to existing tool provider, if you give at least partially open access to it by open sourcing it, we provide you with steady funding so that you can develop your tool further and maintain it, and on the other hand, give access to civil society groups, for example. So we do not need to invent the wheel from our side again, so it would make much sense to use things that are already out there. Yeah, and what we need is action. So the building blocks for European and for a diverse digital public space are in place, and so I think it's a good point of time to do it now. Thanks.
Thank you, Alex. Are there questions in the room? Everybody on board with a with the plan? Hi, over there.
Thank you very much. Very interesting. Birgitte Yellow from CMFE's expert group and the Empower House, Denmark. It was really interesting to hear about these opportunities. And I look forward to follow the day to see what the action would be and how these next steps could be taken. But you have already taken the first ones, and you talked about these 120 or 30,000 podcasts and the 20 radio stations that have been collaborating for a while. And I was thinking about this opportunity on the social front that you mentioned, of the back channel communication and discussion and so on. This in not just getting access to content, but also engaging in a debate. This is one of my big concerns with some of this digitization. Where is the critical discussion, the counter public in this reality? So I was wondering, has this back channel interaction already started, or is this a hope and a plan for the future? Thank you.
Actually, this is a plan for the future. We had talks on Tuesday and Wednesday presenting alternatives from a protocol level. There's to be seen how to get there. But this is something we desire to have it as well, because I see this is just one of the flaws of the European Commission call, for example, to require and outline how to use social media platforms. But what social media platforms are out there? This is big tech, and there is apparently no strategy from a political side to overcome this and also develop an alternative, European alternative on this level. But this is a huge challenge and will require resources and also a lot of collaboration. Yeah.
We also have a comment on the Matrix channel. In my honest opinion, humble opinion, a different form of funding is needed on EU level. That which fosters the collaboration between communities, fosters ecosystems, collaboration, co-creation, cross-pollination. FOSS has funding of sorts in all kinds of R&D, but they are projects standing often on themselves and in fragmented landscapes of initiatives. There's much overlap in projects communities not aware of others. Maybe you want to comment, Alex?
The second sentence, I think I did not understand correctly.
Okay, FOSS has funding of sorts in all kinds of R&D, but they are projects standing often on themselves and in fragmented landscape of initiatives. There's much overlap and projects, communities not aware of others.
So I understand the question that there is funding to support the networking and collaboration, and I completely can support this idea and this argument. It's something that you have to organize as a side activity, and it's hard to get funding for that.
Free and open source software.
Fine.